The Supreme Court issued two major free speech decisions today. One is likely to cast doubt over nearly all sign regulations across the country. The other said that license plates are government speech and that Texas was within its rights to refuse to issue specialty plates displaying the Confederate flag. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The sign case originated in Gilbert, Arizona, where the Good News Church, average attendance 25 people, battled the town fathers over limits the municipality imposed on temporary event directional signs. The lower courts upheld the sign rules on the grounds that the regulations were not aimed at suppressing speech. But today, the Supreme Court struck down the rules and, in so doing, issued a broad new constitutional mandate, holding all governments to the highest standard of proof in justifying differing limits on signage. All nine justices agreed that the Gilbert sign rules should be struck down because the town treated political, ideological, and temporary directional signs differently and had no justification. As Justice Elena Kagan put it in a concurrence, the town's explanations for its different regulations does not pass even the laugh test. However, there the agreement ended. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion declaring that any sign law that is content-based is subject to the most exacting rules for justification. Any government signage rule that treats one group differently from another is automatically suspect and likely to fail what the court calls strict scrutiny. Bottom line, a town trying to justify its sign rules cannot defend itself by showing that its rules are merely sensible and that its motive was not to discriminate against any viewpoint. Lawyers for local governments said the decision would wreak havoc with signage laws across the country. William Britton is counsel for the National League of Cities.
Somewhere between 99% and 100% of local governments are impacted by today's decision.
University of Chicago law professor Genevieve Lakier calls the decision shocking.
It calls into question a host of existing laws on the books, including the Federal Highway Beautification Act.
Those applauding the ruling conceded the decision would likely lead to more litigation, but said it's worth the risk. Eric Rasbach of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty.
There's kind of a simplicity to it, which is that if you want to make a rule, don't pick and choose who the winners and losers are. Just make a rule based on things like, you know, does this obstruct vision on the roadway, or do we even want signs in the median at all?
The League of Cities Britain disagrees.
Election signs. That's going to be a very difficult area of the law to address if you're going to do a one-size-fits-all.
Indeed, in Arizona, it is the state that dictates the regulations for political signs, and the state law generally permits signs that are much bigger than those permitted by local governments for other purposes. Today's 6-3 decision, written by Justice Thomas, was joined by Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Scalia, Kennedy, Alito, and Sotomayor. Justice Alito, however, wrote a separate concurrence for himself and Kennedy and Sotomayor. That decision seemed to be aimed at preventing hysteria over impending chaos in local communities. Alito listed a half dozen rules that he said would easily pass muster. Properly understood, he said, today's decision will not prevent cities from regulating signs in a way that fully protects public safety and serves legitimate aesthetic interests. The court's second ruling today upheld the speech rights of state governments in refusing to issue specialty license plates. Specifically here, the court upheld Texas's right to refuse to issue a specialty license plate proposed by the Sons of Confederate Veterans and featuring a Confederate flag. Writing for the five-justice majority, Justice Stephen Breyer said that license plates are essentially government-issued IDs, such that a reasonable observer would associate the speech on the plate with the state. And he said a driver intent on conveying a message doesn't need to put it on a license plate. The driver could put the same message on a large bumper sticker. Former Texas Solicitor General John Mitchell, now at the Hoover Institution.
It means quite a bit. It vindicates what we've said throughout this litigation, that the images and messages on state-issued license plates are government speech. And that means the state can put whatever it wants on its license plates, and it can keep whatever it wants off those license plates.
Notre Dame law professor Richard Garnett said today's ruling should put an end to disputes in the courts over pro-life and pro-choice license plates.
Whether or not a state has choose life plates or pro-choice plates or no plates is going to depend more on, it's going to depend primarily on, what the elected representatives decide to do.
And Nina, before we let you go, there are still some high-profile cases that we're waiting on decisions for. How many decisions are still to come?
There are 10 still awaiting a public announcement and probably being finished, same-sex marriage, the challenge to the bans on same-sex marriage, the challenge to the way Obamacare is enforced and the subsidies that exist in 34 states. It's a statutory challenge. There's a challenge involving the cocktail used by most death penalty states in lethal injection because they no longer can get their hands on a genuine anesthesia. There's a case testing independent redistricting commissions, whether they can substitute for state legislatures in order to take some of the politics out of the system. And there's more, as they say.
That doesn't add up to 10. There's no other ones. Some of these cases, obviously, you know, the justices have been thinking about for a very long time. What's going on at this point?
Well, the deadline for submitting any remaining dissents, circulating them inside the court, was, in fact, this past Monday. And what goes on at this point is very intensive struggle over the language of these opinions. And when you go back and historically look at what went on, there are dozens and dozens of drafts, sometimes four or five fighting over a phrase or a sentence. And that is what they're doing right now. I suspect the outcome is pretty clear, but not how to get there.
Okay. And for your legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg, Nina, thanks.
Thank you.